This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Shortly before 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesday, a JetBlue airplane was set to lift off from Fort Lauderdale, bound for Santa Clara, Cuba. It was the first scheduled U.S. commercial flight to Cuba in nearly a half century. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has some details.
Yeah, like you mentioned, David, the plane took off around 9:45 this morning. Anthony Fox tweeted he would be on it, and I'm sure he got a good seat. He's the U.S. Transportation Secretary. Earlier this summer, he approved five other domestic airlines to begin making scheduled flights to the island. And before today, people flying to Cuba had to book charter flights, which can be pretty cumbersome. And just as a reminder, tourists still can't visit Cuba. You need a special reason, like visiting family or for business.
Now, President Obama has been working on normalizing relations with the Cuban government. I guess what we have here is a symbol of that process.
Yeah, it's definitely an important step. Since Obama's decision, we've seen embassies reopen, new business deals, lots of dialogue. And in terms of travel, a boom in the number of Americans taking charter flights to the island. I talked with Michael Bustamante. He teaches Latin American history at Florida International University. And he says these new commercial flights are relatively cheap, at least for now. I'm seeing one-way flights from Florida for $99. He says that's especially important for Cuban immigrants visiting families on the island.
That puts extra money in immigrant communities' pockets, and it makes it so that those families can have that much more cash available to buy the things that their families need and that are still quite difficult to acquire on the island.
Now, JetBlue's initial flights are to lesser-known cities in Cuba. Trips to Havana are expected to come later.
Rima, thank you.